You see, when the Surangama Sutta says, perception of form is consciousness, what does it mean? Whereas its non-perception is wisdom. To understand this is very easy if you have the awareness nature. Because who perceive? The mundane mind perceive, understand? That's why this is mundane seeing. Perception of form is consciousness. So this is mundane seeing. Whereas this one, the non-percept is direct seeing. Seeing things as they are without the words. That's why those who are enlightened, they straight away will understand this profound stanza, which is full of wisdom. When after 89, I read this, I rejoice. They say, such a sutta really exists. That's why I always tell Kayamita last time, all these sutta are for enlightened being to understand. You are not awakened. You cannot understand. So perception of form is consciousness, because the conscious human being, through the mundane mind, they perceive a lot of things. So when you see something through memory, you perceive. Then you label it. That's how he become consciousness. Understand? So this is mundane seeing through mundane consciousness. Whereas it's non-perception, means the direct seeing, when you use your awareness nature to see, we are awareness nature. This awareness nature is not a mundane mind, understand? It cannot perceive. It has got no concept, no word. It's just a nature. It's just aware. That's why seeing things as they are, direct seeing. So there is no one to perceive. And when you see things as they are through the direct seeing, that is what wisdom is. You see the reality, understand? Like the chair, I say, different people say kuroshi, yizi, or meja, or whatever. Different label. They appear like different, but pointing to the same thing. The direct seeing, he see this thing as it is. No matter what you describe, he know. Whether you mundane see, or you direct see, or you have gone towards the suchness see, they will know. But they understood creation. They understood all this manifestation. That's why this is mind make. This is from the nature you see. Then the other one is when you transcend duality, no need to cling on to mundane seeing or argue about direct seeing. Because this fellow, when he see mountain, he say there is no mountain. Can san pu si san. This fellow, mundane seeing, see mountain, mountain lah. Everybody know it's mountain lah. But the one with the further higher wisdom that transcends duality, he can adopt to both understand. Kan san, yu si san. Means mountain is mountain again. Become normal. You say mountain, yes. You say no mountain, yes. Both also, he can agree. That's why to him, there is no right, no wrong. They are just the way they are. Understand? So when you understand all this, the whole teaching become very beautiful, very interesting. Okay?